Good morning. My blog for today is called Life-Saving Womb for a Premature Baby. A premature newborn lamb is now able to survive in its own cozy life-saving womb for a premature baby, or in other words, an artificial womb. What great strides into the medical industry that this represents. Now they're saying they can do the same thing for a new wee baby human to help its chances of survival in a world that can be filled with unknown risks and complications. I looked into this article because of my own granddaughter, who at this moment is languishing into her 20th week, having had serious complications with this pregnancy and many other failed pregnancies before. She bravely battles on, counting the days, resting up, and doing as little as possible in order to see this new life within her come into our world, hopefully, to a state of normality. Parents who have had children without any problems probably would not understand. I myself suffered miscarriages at 12 weeks and at 8 weeks. Therefore, I know what this news could mean for potential mothers who do suffer internally through no fault of their own. I also have a grandson who was just the size of a pound of butter when he was born. He was so tiny, and now he's grown to be a man of 22 years of age, filled with life and vitality. Had it not been for the incubators in his day, we would not be enjoying his company as we do. Researchers in both the medical as well as the scientific communities plod on every day, seeking miracles to help mankind progress in life. Some things they get wrong and some things turn out right. Some of their decisions to do what they come up with can be bizarre, but on the whole, most of it is for the good. The life-saving womb from premature baby bag that was invented to preserve the lives of premature lambs was able to give that lamb an extra 4 weeks' nourishment that was badly needed in order for it to survive what came next. It comes with, and I quote, a sealed plastic bag filled with amniotic fluid connected to a machine that functions like a placenta, providing nutrition and oxygen to the blood via the umbilical cord, while removing carbon dioxide, end of quotes. In the early weeks of pregnancy, so much is happening inside mother. She's feeding not only herself, but giving vital nutrition to the growing baby every second through her baby machine called the placenta. Every hour of life within is an hour of expectation after its actual birth. Should those precious hours be interrupted through ill health in mother, then the chances of being normal, looking normal, having all of its parts, are very slim, unless aid can be given externally in some form or fashion. Lambs are now being protected to a stage of birth that is survivable. Now, why shouldn't humans have access to the same life-saving equipment? In my view, it is not tampering with that which was handed to us by our Creator by taking advantage of life-saving wombs for a premature baby. I see it as an aid to extend the life of mankind if the choice is offered. 4 weeks might not seem a long time to you, but every precious second of those 4 weeks could make the difference as to whether the child will live a natural and normal life as we know it, or be missing some part within that could make his survival here on the earth more difficult than it was originally intended to be. But then, that's why life happens, isn't it? Look, thanks for reading my blog. Please comment below and share my link. And this is Debbie Nicholson.